it has been an inspiring moment to welcome the OEDD team to Halifax and present a recognition trophy to Senator Wanda Thomas Bernard, who has been an OEDD mentor and continues to support Black youth. OEDD stands for the Organization for Economic Development and Diplomatic Relations. It is also a purpose-driven institution for advancing economic growth, digital resilience, and diplomatic cooperation. Mutual Radio's mission is to document authentic stories from diverse African descent communities across the country, as well as building a living archive of resilience, culture, and transformation. We believe in storytelling, and it is the key to cultural preservation, social development, and economic empowerment. My name is Murat Nahimana. I am your Impact Show host. We welcome on our show Vibiana Tana, Angelica Johnson, and Senator Wanda Thomas Bernard. To begin this interview, our question will be directed towards the members of the OEDD team. What can you tell us about the first Halifax OEDD Youth Secretary consultation?
It has been a phenomenal week. This opportunity to be able to go from coast to coast to coast and speak with youth of African descent in Canada has been a dream come true, not only for us, but also carrying out the dreams of our ancestors as well, to be able to ensure that our communities remain connected. And specifically when it comes to building the future of what Canada looks like, making sure that inclusive future doesn't leave Black youth behind. Being able to wrap it up in Halifax has also been phenomenal too, because of the historical significance that these communities, historic African Nova Scotian communities, and also recent and longstanding immigrant communities have also played in making sure that our people's stories are enshrined in the fabric of Canada. So when it comes to being able to wrap things up here, it's sentimental. It's very sentimental for me as an individual coming from Saskatchewan. I feel that I'm at home here in Halifax as well, and getting to put faces to that home after hearing about it for so long has been awesome.
This question will be directed towards Senator Wanda Thomas Bernard. How do you see the future for Black youth on the OEDD leadership?
I think about youth engagement, youth empowerment, opportunities for youth, and youth taking their space in this country. I think about this organization, OEDD. And I've been a mentor for the organization, and I will continue.
What can you tell us about the young Black Canadian leadership?
I believe that a sign of true leadership and the sharing of leadership is when the leader of an organization can hand the reins, pass the torch to the next generation and to say, go forward. This is your assignment. This is what I want you to do. And to have those young people do just that. And that's what the executive director and the founder of this organization has been able to do. So I really want to commend Candace and her team for the leadership, for the vision, but also for creating the opportunity and the space for young people to take up leadership roles in the organization, but also in our community, because we're positioning them for whatever happens next and in their careers. When I reflect back on my 10 years now as a senator, I would say that one of the most significant things that I've been able to do during that time is to provide that mentorship and space for young Black Canadians from coast to coast to actually come to Ottawa and to take up space there in Ottawa. And OEDD has been one of those organizations. I think on three separate occasions, they have managed to bring or send groups of young people to the Senate. It's amazing. I love it. When those young people can see themselves, it's a reminder of how important representation is. It's a reminder for me and a fuel for me to keep going, even when the going gets tough. I'm inspired. I'm truly inspired when I think about the future, when I think about community economic development for people of African descent. I see the youth rising up, taking their space, leading us forward. And based on what I heard today from the young people who are here, those from Halifax who attended and those from OEDD who were here facilitating, I think we're in really good hands.
Turning my attention back to the members of the OEDD team, can you share about this experience for yourself?
Yeah, It's been truly amazing. It's been quite a journey, just one planning all of this and making sure that we do our communities justice, and also like connecting with those who are in the Atlantic. It's never really in my mind, as someone that has immigrant parents, this is like a dream, right? My parents never really got to leave where they came to, other than from Quebec and Ontario. We didn't get to explore the rest of Canada. And this is a privilege that we are getting to do, and also with the work that we're doing it for, it becomes way, way bigger, right? And it's also just been amazing to once again be here back in Halifax. This is my second time. And it brings me back to when I first started working for the organization, where this was my first trip. My first national trip was to come to Halifax for the National Black Canadian Summit from the Mikhail Jean Foundation. So being back here and being able to show around my colleagues a little bit and flex about how about the history that I learned the last time, it's been amazing. And it's a full-rounded experience to be able to open up a little bit more and see the people that are here, hear from the youth that are here as well, and actually feel like I'm a part of the story, a part of what's been going on here. They've been really pivotal in painting the story of what's what it's like to be Canadian or African Nova Scotian. So yeah, it's been amazing so far. And then looking really forward to being able to see what we get out of this. It's been quite a journey, especially with this year. We've had, I believe, the biggest cohort that we've had to date, which was around 37 youths from across the globe. So being able to once again introduce the idea of mentorship to them, because I feel like in the community, especially where I grew up in Ontario, where it feels like you kind of have to struggle through everything, right? You kind of have to force to find information, force to find opportunities. You have to look really deep and also, you know, stumble as you go, right? So being able to see the value in mentorship and seeing how that could, one, elevate you, elevate your self-esteem, elevate your career opportunities is something that's been amazing, one, in my own story of being here and the work that I am doing, but being able to see the connections that are made through youth and higher-ups or experts and the cross, the resources that are being shared across them, it's been amazing. So being able to, once again, connect those to you, to the higher educated, I guess, in a not so great term, but to youth that are just looking for someone to guide them, looking for an opportunity, looking for, you know, just that light in the far distance, being able to bring it closer to them has been a great opportunity, and also they've been amazing as well. The type of organizations that, one, the youth are creating themselves, but also being able to collaborate with their mentors and seeing where they can do things differently or to look and speak to this person instead, and the learnings that they're getting from them. It's pivotal to being able to live in this world right now, especially. So yeah, it's been, once again, amazing.
Vibia, what can you share about this experience for yourself?
I'll also add that I feel a renewed sense of urgency as well towards this work. As a young person who's still in the midst of both education, but also at the crux of being an emerging professional as well, I really see the importance of being able to make sure that the frameworks that I'm learning in the classroom don't just stay there, and I'm able to apply them to the work that I'm doing. But I'm also excited to continue these conversations. We've mentioned this in every stop that we've had, is that this is just the initial start of making sure that our organization has not only a footprint here, but is reflected in the work, the decision making that's taking place in communities, and making sure that youth are also part of that, whether we are there in the room or not. So I'm really excited to continue this work. I'm grateful for my colleagues who've also carried me and carried this work, you know, hand in hand with everything else that we've had going on in life as well as young people. And I'm incredibly grateful as well to the founder of our organization, Candice Kotchapa, for her trust in us to be able to ensure that this organization and this work, and might I add, she herself has not visited some of the provinces that we've had the opportunity to visit, but through our her trust in us and our work as young people, we've gotten to continue her vision on beyond some of the places she's set foot in. So for that, we are forever grateful and just excited for the future.
Thank you for your time. From youth and elders to pioneers in politics, music, and social change, Mucha Radio has interviewed individuals who've overcome genocide, built careers in the diaspora, and become the first in their families to graduate or lead. These stories span themes of climate change, entrepreneurship, music, and intergenerational wisdom. Visit mucharadio.com today and donate.